صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's 8 minutes after 11 South African time. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. Of course, that's me and my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. I want to welcome the listeners of Sirius FM. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome my engineer as well, Brother Alphas. MashaAllah, engineering us this morning on the Bliss of Marriage Part 2. Every Wednesdays between 11 to 12. The 7th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1441, 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number. Any questions you'd like to post to ask, please do feel free. 084-786-3132. To the international overseas countries, plus 2-784-786-3132. I want to welcome my beloved Ustad. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat. Jazakallahu khair. Thank you to our brother Alphas as well.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Sister wants to know, Ustad, I'm a very, very shy person. My husband feels that I shouldn't be, especially when we go out and interact with his friends. Isn't shyness is part of a woman, Ustad? What do I do?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What you are doing, sister, is not only permissible but desirable, meritorious. You need to teach your husband a lesson from the Quran Sharif when he's in a good mood and you alone with him. Read to him chapter 28, Surah 28, Surah Qasas, and verses number 24, 25, 26. In Surah 28, verse 25, Almighty Allah teaches us, the daughter of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, when she came to call Nabi Musa alayhi salam, because her father Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam was calling him, فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِيَ لَسْتِحْيَا. So one of the daughters came, and she was walking with bashfulness. Her gait was filled with modesty. She was filled with haya, even in her walking. And she said, قَالَتْ إِنَّ أَبِي يَدْعُوكَ. Verily, my father is calling you, so that he will repay you and recompense you for the favor you did upon us. So see how wonderfully Almighty Allah is mentioning. Regarding your husband, he wants to treat you, and according to the Western culture, the satanic culture, that you must interact with his friends and so forth. Has he forgotten all the laws of hijab and parda? For you, you are for him, you are not for his friends. Then now you must socialize with them, you must move around with them and so forth. Even with him, all that is haram, you must remember. This is how you find daily, even now in the Muslim. When you look at the Muslims today in the world, you will find that the husband's best friend, he ran away with his wife. Why all this happened? Because the husband told his wife, you must be broad-minded. Broad-minded meant that your brains also falls right out of it. And remember that now his best friends are chatting up, flirting with his wife. And then remember the shaitan comes, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ And the shaitan beautifies all the vices for them. Remember, haya, shame, modesty is an integral part of our iman. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِيْتْ. When you don't have haya, shame and modesty, then you will do as you please. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. There are chapters on haya and shame and modesty. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-haya ashubatun min al-iman." That haya, shame and modesty, is one of the branches of iman. So therefore, sister, you must not listen to your husband and tell him you married him, you did not marry his friends, and you will not interact with them, because that will lead to your marriage, a disaster for your marriage in the long term. And remember, Islam has said, no intermingling with the opposite gender when they are strangers.
Subhanallah. Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that what is a woman's beauty? Is it not her features, her shade of skin, or her possessions, or her voice, Ustad?
Remember that the real beauty of a female is her iman and her character. Look at the hadith of, look at the Quran Sharif first, Surah 49, Surah Hujurat. Suratul 49, Surah Hujurat, verse number 13. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, for male and female, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, Inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha. Indeed, we created you from one male and one female, Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلٍ, and we made you into various tribes and nations. And then, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you recognize one another, not لِتَفَاخَرُوا, for pride and arrogance. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, verily the person who's most noble and honorable by Allah is the one who has taqwa, piety. That is the real beauty of a person. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, when you have the garment of taqwa and true piety, Allah consciousness, that is the best. So today the ummah makes a huge mistake. They just look at the features. If she is very fair in complexion, and then they think that she is right, when she is got green eyes, blonde hair, whether she has haya or shame, they don't worry. Whether she got aqal or not, they don't concerned about it, whether she's intelligent or not. So remember, in Islam, the real beauty is studied as hadith in Tirmidhi. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِمَّنْ تَرَدَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ, when someone proposes for your daughter, sister, niece, and that person belongs to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is a Muslim, is not a Shia and Qadiani and Agahani and these type of people who are non-Muslims, then so the person must be a true Muslim belonging to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. وَخُلُقَهُ, and the character of that person. So that is the criteria. فَزَوِّجُوا, then get your daughter, your sister married to that person. فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, if you do not do so, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيثٌ, otherwise there will be mayhem and chaos on this earth. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif and is authentic. Therefore, we are not saying you must not look at beauty, you must not look at wealth, look at all that. That, but all that is not the priority. That are secondary issues. The priority is the person must be a Muslim and not a Shia and Qadiani who are non-Muslims. And Shias also non-Muslims. And remember that the character of that person there. So that is what is the real criteria in Islam for beauty and a successful marriage.
Ustaz, I never knew I was pregnant. And I ended up losing our baby. I feel so scared. Can Ustad give any advice in du'as to read, Ustad?
Remember that all of you who are pregnant, you should be reading Surah 37, Surah Yasin is Surah 36. So the chapter, Surah after that, Surah Safat, verse 100, Rabbi Habli min as-salihin, O beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring and children. So in that way there, that Almighty Allah will make it easy. Similarly, if you have a history or your family has a history of having a miscarriage, then read Surah 13, Surah Ra'ad, Thunder, and verse number 8. Allahu ya'alamu ma tahmilu kullu untha, wa ma taghidu al-arhamu wa ma tazdad. Only Almighty Allah knows what every female is carrying. One baby, two twins, triplets, what color they will be, what complexion they will be. All the details only Almighty Allah knows. The expansion, contraction taking place. No doctor, no gynecologist can tell you this. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ. And everything will be on the appointed time. Now you were pregnant and you miscarried and you lost the baby. So now for you apply the hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dead fetus, the child, will intercede for you on the day of justice. And remember, in this world you feel devastated, but remember there is a silver lining and it is a blessing in disguise. Tomorrow on the day of justice, when everybody, Anbiya also, will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, remember what will happen to me, what will happen to me. Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, will be saying, Ummati, Ummati, crying for me and you. So on that day, that fetus, that ma'asum, will come and, Ya Allah, I'm not going to Jannat. He, Almighty Allah, knows everything, past, present and future. The knowledge of Almighty Allah, all-embracing, all-encompassing. So Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, will say that you go to Jannah. He will say, I'm not going until and unless I take my parents. Almighty Allah says, go and take your parents with you, provided that they are Muslim as well. So subhanallah, that child, that fetus, who was stillborn or was miscarried and so forth, so he becomes the big lawyer, advocate, attorney, and he takes his parents to Jannah. So that is why it is also a great, great bounty and favor from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Ustaz, somebody says here, respected Mufti Saab, a man gets married to a woman who have a child from the previous marriage. Is it permissible to give zakat to this child because he is not his real child? Ustad.
It's not permissible. That, remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 4 and verse number 23. So, وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمُ اللَّاتِي أَرْضَانَكُمْ وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِي فِي حُجُورِكُمْ. So you must remember that Rabiba, that is now that stepdaughter that came with your wife from her previous marriage. So these are healers. People are looking for it. So there's no paradox between you and her. So you must remember, we should not be looking for healers and shortcuts and loopholes. So in a case like that, if you spend anything for her, the stepfather spending for the stepdaughter, so you will be rewarded. It is ihsan. The responsibility is on her biological father, that he must keep on spending for her right till the time she gets married. So how can you be giving zakat when arrangements are already made? Her father has to ensure that all the payments for her are made till the time she gets married. So we must never look for loopholes in zakat. When a nation and a people, the Jews, were looking for loopholes on the Sabbath regarding the fishing, Almighty Allah said, as enshrined in a noble Quran, فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ, that you become monkeys, despicable. And yet another place in the Quran, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ, some of them, Almighty Allah, transformed them into monkeys and the others into swines. All this is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, and we, the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe that this is literal and nothing to do with figurative or metaphorical. Nay, it really happened that they were transformed into monkeys and swines to teach this ummah a lesson. When you play with the deen of Allah, like today people make Sharia compliant, halal logos, all these are just schemes and devious means, remember, to legalize things for self-enrichment. So you must remember that this ummah is inviting the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says here, Mufti Saab, my wife and my daughter always fighting. I am the referee. How does a man deal with this situation? I am not allowed to take sides, Ustad.
Remember that you must start ta'aleem in your house. Being a referee and umpire will not solve the problem. It will just go all the time from bad to worse. and they will feel that one time you gave the verdict in favor of your wife, sometime in favor of your daughter. So all these problems, you must start ta'aleem in your house. Quran Kareem gave us a solution. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Verily, those people who have iman and they continue with the righteous deeds. Sayaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda. Soon Almighty Allah will place the love and the compassion within their hearts. So what is the cause and the reason for unity, for love and compassion? Iman and righteous deeds. So remember, tell your wife she must read more Quran Sharif, more Durood Sharif, more Istighfar. Tell your daughter she must learn to listen to her parents and be obedient to them. And she must read more and more Salat. She must read more Quran. Your wife also must read more Salat. And all of you daily take out Riyadu Salihin, the English one, because most probably you don't know Arabic or Urdu. So in that way you read it. Take the works of Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Read those Fazail works, 5, 10, 15 minutes. Then you will see the whole environment and the thinking in the house will change. So your house is becoming a low-intensity civil war. Every second day, third day, there is war going on there. So that is not conducive. You need to stay in a house. The house must become a home, and the home must be transformed into Darussalam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. When you enter the house, you must not be entering as an umpire, as a referee. You must be entering the house where your wife, where your daughter are the coolness of your eyes. And each one should be reading Surah 25, verse 74, in the 19 Jews, 19 Subara, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, grant us and grant us such spouses and children and offspring that are the coolness of the eyes. So that is what is required. So you need to do that.
Ustaz, you have to listen to this question. Somebody says, respected Mufti Sahib, student of Deen, very important question. I'm married now for 2.5 years, Ustad. I'm living with my in-laws and my two brother-in-laws as well, Ustad. Please explain, is it permissible for me to hang my clothes, my private clothes? You know what I mean, respected Mufti Sahib? My husband says, so what if my brother sees your clothes hanged outside with theirs? It's not a sin, it's only clothes. It's my private clothes, Mufti Sahib. I really feel not right. Please guide me, student of Deen, Ustad.
I'm surprised you say you are a student of Deen in this day and this age. Remember, when you know that you are going to get married in a family, and in that family there are two other brothers, and they are not married, or even if they are married, so now that will be a recipe for disaster in this day and this age most of the time. Because you must remember, today everybody wants their own privacy. Everybody wants their own independence. For your husband to say that they can see your privates and your clothing and underwear hanging on the line, so what is there? So you must remember, he himself has become bare haya, bare sharam. He himself has become a person of immorality and immodesty. Because all this comes about, the more and more TV they watch, the more movies they watch, the more pornography they watch on their cell phone. So this erodes and removes the haya and the shame and modesty. You see, what is there? It's just a piece of cloth. So you must tell your husband, leave all that. Islamically, you have to give me a separate dwelling, a separate house. That is what you should have done. I'm surprised you say you're a student of Deen. So you should have ordered. Therefore, people like, don't like, is not our business. Our business is to teach the people the Deen according to the Quran Sharif, according to the Sunnah Mubarakah, according to the teaching of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Awliyaullah and the four schools of thought. That is Deenul Islam. So, and Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. In this day and this age, when people's hearts are small, though they find it difficult to accommodate people, even son in son-in-law, daughter-in-law, all that becomes problem. So even tell him, you can rent a outbuilding, rent a flat or whatever, but you want your own space and your own privacy. What he's suggesting is totally not permissible and unacceptable.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Sunan of Deen says, Mufti Saab, I'm like a daughter to you. I did address those situations to him, but he just doesn't want to listen, Ustad.
This should have been addressed before you got married. But anyway, remember, you must get some ulama involved now and speak to him and tell him in the long run, this will not work. And then your marriage, even if you stay inside that home, you stay in the marriage, will become a stale marriage. Remember that. So Allah Ta'ala knows best when those brothers will get married and so forth. But if things stay like that, to stay with your father-in-law, mother-in-law, is no problem. But to stay with brother-in-laws and two of them, so remember your situation, position will definitely get compromised.
Ustad, my husband has plenty nightmares. Is he possessed? Is there a dua to keep him cool? He's a good man during the day, Ustad.
During the day he's a cool man, and during the night time he goes a bit crazy man, and a hot man, and this type of thing. So what will you do now for him? Ask him, and you must know all this because you're his wife. Is he performing his 5 daily salat or jamaat? I think not. I can't be the judge, but I'm speaking of majority of the Muslim men. We know 80%, 90% don't. They will perform some salat with jamaat. Therefore, I emphasize the point. All 5 salat with jamaat is he performing? Because if he's doing that, then Quran Sharif promises us, Inna salat tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Verily, salat will prohibit you, prevent you from all forms of obscenities, lewdness, and all forms of injustice. The beginning of the 21st Supara, right in the beginning. That's one. Second one is this. Is your husband, you understood, sleeping with wudu? I think not. So you must make it a habit from tonight that before he sleeps, he must have a wudu and sleep. Sleeping with wudu is not compulsory. But when you have all these type of problems, so we give you mechanisms, we give you solutions to solve the problem. Third one is this. Is he reading the manzil? So the book that is written with more than 30 ayahs by Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Nawwarullah Maqadu, I think not. So again, you have to read it daily, you as the wife, you as the husband. Fourth one, is your husband giving out charity daily, 1 rand, 2 rand, 3 rand, 5 rand? I think not. So again, you have to implement this type of things. Fifth one, so I told you about salat, I told you about wudu, I told you about charity, and I told you about the manzil. And the fifth one, remember, daily he must read Ayatul Kursi, the 3 kuls, 4 kuls after every salat. And then you will see all these things will disappear. But we don't want to use the mechanism shown to us in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Now we will go and take this tablet, that medication, does that. All these are just going to cause more harm to you. Use this and you will see you will lead a peaceful life, and you must do these 4 or 5 things. Then you will see things will improve, inshallah.
Sister says, Mufti Saab, you just spoke the truth. My husband, now and then he reads Fajr and only Maghrib. Of course, you see he gets tired during the day, so no time for Zohar and Asr. And when he gets back at night, he leaves Isha out. Ustad, you think that's the problem?
Of course that's the problem. When a person does not read Salat, remember he is skating on thin ice. And when you are skating on thin ice, to be on the fence is an offense. And remember, the chances are that he will even leave Islam totally if a person undermines the Salat like this. Read 1 Salat, 2 Salat a day and have a no-care attitude. I'm tired. So is that an excuse? So we all get tired. So our first priority is Salat. And he's not reading Salat, so all the other things I suggested, obviously he's not doing. So you need to tell him, Allah Ta'ala is already giving him signs of punishment with all these nightmares.
Somebody says, Ustad, my neighbors fight a lot. My neighbors, they fight a lot. My brother-in-law tells my mom-in-law that I fight with my hubby, and she comes to swear me. It is not me fighting, Ustad. It's my neighbors. My mom-in-law doesn't hear our side of the story. She is old. Do we keep quiet or just give her a smack? Ustaz.
So you must remember, you can't give anybody a smack. All that is haram. The big culprit here is not your mother-in-law. She is old, she is senile. Is your brother-in-law or your husband's brother or whoever it is. That, remember, he is the one putting chabi. He is the one who is instigating all these problems here and so forth. So what is your husband doing? He must be the one to stand up for you. He must be the one to tell his brother, if it brother-in-law, you mean his brother, that instigating all these problems, that you are the cause. So your husband must be cementing ties with you. So when you are alone with your husband, discuss all these issues with him and tell him that how can he allow that his brother, your brother-in-law, takes so much advantage of the situation. Enough is enough. So remember, the old lady, she's old. She doesn't know, she can't hear whatever is happening and so forth. So you can't be hitting her or anything. Just make dua for her. But the real cause in Islam, we must go to the root of the problem. Here, the root of the problem is your brother-in-law. He is a fitna maker. So read Surah 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawm al mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, assist me against the people and nation and individuals who are the mischief makers, troublemakers. Surah chapter 29, verse 30.
Ustaz, a brother wants to know what happens if he's not married and he says he's a very, very hot person. He's a very romantic person. What should he do, Ustaz?
Brother, you're not even married and you're speaking of hot and dead, so what's preventing you? So get married. Who's telling you you mustn't get married? Mm. You understood? So the whole day you're going to just dream and fantasize, or you're going to look at movies and look at women. So all this is haram then. So to fantasize and dream of this one's wife and this one's daughter and this one's sister. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ya ma'ashara shabab man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. O you group of youngsters, whosoever of you got the financial means, physical means, so get married immediately. Marriage must not be delayed. That is from shaitan. Get married immediately. But the problem are, you want this specification. Go look in the mirror and see, are you so good yourself? So you must remember that, for innahu aghaddu lil basar wa ahsanu lil farj. So that will keep your gaze down and protect your private part. So brother, don't come with the story, I'm hot and romantic person. All that is shaitaniyat and satanic business.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. This one says, Ustad, when is it appropriate, age, Islamically, to speak out the bees and the birds? My 7-year-old son came from school and told me that I am lying. Babies don't come from hospital. His friend at school told him everything, Ustad.
So you must remember this, in today's world, when you see next year, 2020, therefore, we told you that for the girls to go to university and for the girls to go to college and all that, so you must remember, is not permissible, because the whole aim is to remove their virginity, to remove their haya, shame, modesty, to remove their Islam also. So how many people are becoming murtad and leaving the fold of Islam? So now they want to start this even in primary school, that how you must remember the boy must put on the condom, how the girl must know about the male organ, how the boy must know about the female organ, all these type of satanic things. So remember, these are our schools. They're no more schools. They are like half brothels today. So you must remember these type of things here. So therefore, I told you all, you must remember this. The best thing for you to do is that you have to do homeschooling and so forth. And remember that people are worried about their matric and this. That matric paper, that certificate the student's going to get now, is not even worth the paper on which is written. Which country will accept that lousy certificate where 33%, 35% is a pass mark? So you must remember, South Africa's education must be in one of the worst in the world. So real third world situation we are in. And we say, no, my daughter must have matric. My son must have matric. We know of millionaires who never went to high school. They only went to standard 4, standard 5. So remember that whatever is in your taqdeer is decreed by Allah. That is what will happen, not the degrees of yours. So always remember that. So therefore, saw what's happening in our schools, especially South Africa and other countries, Western countries, definitely can never ever be condoned. It must be condemned. Remember this. So they will teach them everything, and this is how they say that they will save the people from AIDS. When the democratic dispensation came in, they said that now abortion on demand is legal. So a girl is 12 years old, 14 years old, 15 years old, she can just go to the clinic and demand an abortion. So now that is how they will save the people. So you seeing what's happening? Abortion is being used, you must remember, as a loophole. More and more girls get pregnant, then they go for abortion. More and more girls get pregnant so that they will collect grants from the government. So all these are satanic systems, remember, systems that will destroy your country and destroy human beings, the real human being. Ulaika kal an'am bal hum adal. They're like animals and worse than animals, because they will teach them to be gay is okay. So to be gay is okay. So that is how they will teach them. So Adam can marry Eve and Adam can marry Steve. So yes, what your child told you is nothing surprising. So what you need to do is teach them the truth, but always give the Islamic perspective, and make sure that once the school start teaching all these type of things, then definitely it's not permissible to send our children to such schools.
So let's go to P.E. Malaba. It says here, this is Titi Savira. They call me Sabs. She says, Salams, Mufti. Hey, Mufti, me, I slant my man, and I tell him to sit. When I tell him jump, he jumps and doesn't ask how high. I'm the boss, Mufti. Does my man have any rights over me because I work and he is a houseman? Titi Savira, Ustad.
So you must remember, my sister Sabira, in life you must remember Islam gave us the normal natural system. So the natural system is the husband must be the breadwinner and the wife must be at home. But your husband, because now he is doing the cleaning in the house, maybe he's doing the cooking also, maybe he's making the cook sisters also, Da and Malaba. So all these things. So now you are working, so he feels I better shut up. Just now there will be no food and all this type on the table. Or maybe you will say, go work you. But all this is happening. But is it right? No, it's not right. This is Qalbul Mawdu. Qalbul Mawdu means it's honest the boor. So it's upside down now. Because the one who is supposed to be working is sitting in the house. The one who is supposed to be in the house, she's working. So therefore, now you feel you have the upper hand and you can just tell him what to do and so forth. And he will sit like a mouse. So that is not right. Both of you must come to your senses and understand that the husband must be the one working. And if you want to work, you work from your house. You can make rotis, you can make samosas, cook sisters, do sewing, nothing, 101 things you can do today. So remember, from the comfort of your house, so that Islam will not prohibit you. But for you to say exalom slan, exal swadun and swadun, so that is unacceptable. How is not permissible for a husband to hit his wife? Likewise, for the wife to hit her husband also is not permissible.
Titi Sabre says kasi, Mufti Sab.
Ah, moiswa, moiswa.
19 minutes to 12. Let's go for an interval. When we come back, my beloved listeners of Sirius FM and of Markaz Sahaba, don't go away. Stay tuned.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.
16 minutes to 12. You are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage, part 2. Every Wednesday is between 11 to 12. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, a listener wants to know regarding our decoders, our Markaz Sahaba decoders. Where should we purchase it, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have so many in stock. So those of you who live here in the Gauteng region, the old Transvaal, so you contact us, mashallah, you can contact me personally, 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184. Or you can contact our reception, and that is Sheikh Imran, from 8 in the morning to 5, Monday to Friday, inshallah. And the number of our reception is 011-854-2990. 011-854-2990. So inshallah, he'll give you the details. Those of you who want to purchase 1 unit, then it's 699 rand. And those who want to purchase a whole box, in one box you will find 10 pieces, 10 units, then it is 6,500 rand. So we'll send you the numbers, our banking details, and inshallah you make the EFT directly. And those of you who want to give it as zakat, then you have the option. Remember, you can leave it here with us and we distribute it on your behalf. Or you want, you take it away and you distribute it. We got no problem. So whatever you decide. So it will be very good gift, mashallah, that the people can benefit and they can listen to the various stations as well. So not only Markaz Sahaba. And those of you in the Durban area, mashallah, you can go to IG Hussein, and that is the Overport branch, and you can purchase it there. Or the Radio Ansar, the bookshop and the media center, so they are also selling it there, inshallah. So all of you, please try and buy one for your friend, for your family, and inshallah that will be a good gift for them as well. Allah Ta'ala reward you.
You can contact us, inshallah, between 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock, Mondays to Fridays, on 011-854-2990. Somebody says, Ustad, my husband is a compulsive liar and a humanizer. I have approached certain ulama organizations, and all they say is make sabr. Ustad,
remember that if your husband is having affair upon affair and sleeping with these ladies and so forth, then he is a khabis, an impure, immoral person. Even by flirting with them, he becomes a khabis and impure. But if he is committing adultery and so forth, then that will be valid grounds for fasakh and annulment of marriage. Go to the ulama, and if you don't find joy with them, send us a message, 071-888-1184. We will give you the numbers of other ulama who will assist you in this regard, inshallah. Islam does not say that you as the wife, you are tayyiba, you are pure and chaste, and your husband is khabis and impure, immoral. He lies, he womanizes, he sleeps with other ladies, Allah forbid, and now he will give you AIDS, you will get sexually transmitted diseases, Allah forbid. So Islam does not say you have to remain in a marriage with such a khabis and such an immoral person. That is the terminology the Quran is using, Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 26.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, a lady who is in menopause, her husband gives her talaq, whether it's 1, 2, or 3. How does her iddat work, Ustad?
Remember that when a lady is in menopause, and then she's no more getting her haiz and menses, she's 60, 65 years old, Allah forbid, now the husband issued the talaq. So Surah 65, which is Surah At-Talaq, the chapter on divorce, verse number 4, Quran Kareem teaches us, فَإِدَّتُهُنَّ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْهُرُ. So her iddat will be 3 months, 90 days. So from time of talaq, the husband uttered the word talaq or wrote it out. So the talaq is valid, the divorce is valid. She is not getting menses, so her iddat will be 90 days, ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْهُرُ. However, when the husband issued the talaq, obviously to his wife, and she is a lady getting her menses, whether it is regular or irregular, then Quran Kareem states, Salasata Quru, that she must wait for 3 quru. So the 3 quru is 3 menses after the talaq. So if she is in menses, that menses will not be counted. So beside that, remember another 3 menses, and that is the Hanafi and Hanbali school. And the Shafi'is and the Malikis say 3 periods of cleanliness. So that is if the lady is getting her menses. And if she is pregnant, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَيَّدَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. When she gives birth to a baby, so then her iddat will expire. So now we covered all. One, the lady who's getting her menses. One, the lady who's pregnant. One, the lady who's in menopause. And all this are enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran.
Ustad, overseas, somebody says, respected Honorable Mufti Saab, I have triplets, Aman, Amani, and Amara. My daughters are 18 years old and always wearing the same clothes. Till today, my hubby can't tell the difference amongst the 3 daughters. He embarrasses me when we go out because he doesn't know which daughter is which. The question is, now we have proposals for our daughters to triplet brothers who also look identical. They are also 18 years of age. Molana, Should we allow this marriage? My hubby also can't tell the boys apart. We have a huge house and said they all can live here as a happy family. From overseas, Ustad.
MashaAllah. Subhanallah. So it's all triplets and triplet business.
Subhanallah.
Okay, let's take it step by step. Almighty Allah bless you with triplets and MashaAllah, three flowers there. So that's wonderful.
MashaAllah.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah to Shura, Surah 42, verses 49-50. Yahabu limay yashau inatha. Almighty Allah gives as a gift, as a present, Allah gave you the three daughters. Wonderful. So your hubby, the father, is getting confused. So in a case like that, he must keep one name. You must remember honey, darling, and poppy, or whatever. So whoever he calls, then that one will answer. So they won't be mixed up then in this type of things here. Right, now to serious business. They are triplets, and their ages are also the same, 18, 18, and so forth. So to get married. So must you get them married to them or not? It's your choice. You are the parents. So if you all are happy, your daughters are happy, then make bismillah. Three conditions. The boys must belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They must not be Shias, they must not be Qadianis, Agahanis, and all that. That's one. Two is see their income and what they are doing. Are they still studying? What income do they have? And so forth. So remember, that's the second issue. Third one is this, that idea that you'll have a big house and all three daughters will stay there and you will have three Ghar Jamais and all of the son-in-law, that I don't agree with. You must remember that is a recipe for disaster, that all three of them must go and their husbands must look after them, even if they give them outbuilding or flats or whatever. So remember, because the laws of hijab, there are so many issues that will be compromised and so forth. So therefore, that will not be, it's a non-starter, it's a no-brainer. So you can't do that from my point of view. And remember that you get them married. So make istikhara and then you give the answer. But three things, they must be true Muslim and you must check their income and so forth and see the way are they performing salat and so forth. If they are not reading salat or they belong to Qadianis or Shias, then don't even think about it.
Ustad, the sister wants to know, Ustad, she says that she listens whatever advice you give her. Ustad, I never wanted ever to get married, but now I am married and I am happily married. My hubby is not rich, but treats me like a queen. I have a brain tumor, Ustad. Should I tell my hubby? This news will definitely shatter him, and I'm afraid, Mufti Saab, of losing my happiness. What do I do, Ustad?
Remember that marriage means that you don't keep secrets from one another. So my advice is this. You went to one doctor and he said that you have a brain tumor. So go to another doctor for a second opinion, third opinion. If all of them say that, then you have to tell your husband and you must be diplomatic about it and tell him that, you know, health comes from Almighty Allah, illness, sickness comes from Almighty Allah, and in the interim, what must you do, O sister? Allah Jalla wa Ala gave you a wonderful husband. You're not so wealthy, but you're happy. So that is what life is all about. We must be happy. What's the sense? We have millions and we're not happy. Rather, we have less, but we are happy. So you, my sister, today is Wednesday. And today after Zohar, you start reading two rakats extra. And remember, Isa'a Mustajaba is time when du'as are accepted. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari in Al-Adabul Mufrad. Read these verses which I'm reading now. Read after me now also. Surah chapter 21, verse 83. Surah chapter 21, verse 83. And this is in the 17th Supara. The dua, supplication of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. Anni massani yadurru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah. Read with me, I'll read slowly. Anni massani yadurru. Oh Allah, a calamity, catastrophe, disaster has struck me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. And you, Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So read that abundantly. Then the other one, I think you will know it already. Surah 21, verse 87. Dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And then inshallah Allah Ta'ala give you shifa. And read Surah Fatiha 7 times. Blow on yourself as well. And wherever they told you that you have that on your brain or wherever, so the tumor, so you just rub on there and take olive oil, take zamzam water. And inshallah Allah Ta'ala is the Shafi. Ameen. He's the one who gives cure. Ameen. And give out some charity daily. So remember. So go for second, third opinion. If all of them tell you and still you are not cured, then you must divulge that to your husband. Remember, so that in that way you have unity of thought. Marriage is duk and suk. You are partners. You are partners in happiness and you are partners in sadness as well.
Sister says, Jazakumullah khairan ustad. I mean, somebody says there, ustad, very strictly anonymous. They say, Mufti Saab, we were a very happy couple until we went on holiday to Mauritius. When we got there, Mufti Saab, my hubby invited me to his nikah to a girl he never met before, only on Facebook. It is 4 years now, but I still feel betrayed, but pretend to be happy for him. Ustad, is it too late now to tell him now how I feel about her? Ustad?
First of all, what your husband did is unacceptable. He deceived you. He told you he's taking you for a holiday. Second, he doesn't know that girl. He just saw her on Facebook and what and what. So it shows that, remember, so many things your husband was doing behind your back. Today you get Facebook, you get Twitter, you get Instagram, and Allah alone knows what else. And so many things happening behind the husband's back or the wife's back. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So all this is based on deception. So now he is married to that lady. So let's give her the benefit of the doubt that she is a Muslimah belonging to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Now the question you have to ask is this, that did he apologize to you for all this betrayal and deception? That is what he has to do. Second one is this, Quran Kareem states, is he treating you with justice? One night, or two nights, whatever the agreement is. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. If you fear you cannot do justice, then one wife only. So remember that maybe that lady is beautiful, or maybe she got some green eyes or whatever. So our people go crazy for all these type of things. But remember that you must tell him that how disappointed you are and how he betrayed your trust and deceived you.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, it's exactly 2 minutes, 3 minutes to 12 o'clock. Mufti Saab's rundown, your program for tomorrow, your program for Friday, where will Ustad be?
Okay, let's give you my program first. Number one is tomorrow, Thursday, inshallah, we will be in Wakhis. Wakhis is here, you know, in Pumalanga. And inshallah, there'll be a ladies' program by Maulana Ibrahim Karim's residence in Wakhis between 3:30 and 4:30. So tomorrow, you, the ladies in Wakhis, there's program for y'all. And that is whatever questions you got, also write it down and we'll answer your questions as well, inshallah. Don't put anybody's name and so forth. Then at night after Maghrib in the Wakhis Masjid, inshallah, that we will have a program for the men. And any more details you want to know, you contact our brother Bhuti Ghani and he will fill you in with all the programs there, inshallah. Then Friday, inshallah, from Wakhis, we will go to Bronkhorstspruit, and inshallah, we will have Jummah there in Bronkhorstspruit in the Masjid. And then after Maghrib a program, and after Fajr a program there in the Bronkhorstspruit Masjid, inshallah. Regarding our Merkaz Sahaba programs, mashallah, 12 o'clock we got news with brother Yusuf Ali, and thereafter 12 to 1 will be our brother Alpha Sinkosi with the current affairs, 1 o'clock Adhan Zohar, and thereafter inshallah we will have the tafsir, and that is of Surah Balad, and we will be completing the Surah today inshallah. Then 1:30 to 2 inshallah we continue with Surah Al-Hajj. 2 to 3 will be our Sheikh Zakaria inshallah. Then 3 to 5:30 will be our brother Yusuf Ali inshallah with the afternoon program, and 5:30 to 7 Moana Khalid Yaqub inshallah from the Durban studio. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of my tafsir inshallah of today. 7:30 to 8 inshallah Moana Yunus Patel Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 9 medical file with Dr. Yusuf Wahid inshallah. So may all Almighty Allah make it easy and accept from all of us. Bye. Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank all the listeners of Sirius FM and all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We say Jazakumullah khairin to our beloved Ustad and our engineer. And inshallah, up next will be the 12 o'clock news with Haji Handsome Yusuf Ali.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Independent and true to you. This is Markaz Sahaba News.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Yusuf Ali with your news bulletin.